Welcome back to another episode of the Bermuda Triangle. On this episode, we discuss haunted houses, vacation destinations, and then Jeremy fucks everything up with technical difficulties. So without further ado, let's get lost in conversation on the Bermuda Triangle.
That was a good snap.
Welcome.
Premature.
You did it. You just ruined my fantastic intro. Seriously. All I'm trying to do is welcome our little baby viewers into our sweet, gentle arms of our voices, rock them away, and send them off into sea where they get engulfed into the waves of the Bermuda Triangle. That already happened, Jeremy. Oh, yeah. We already did that. Yes. Welcome.
Welcome
to season one, episode deuce. And we don't mean that because we're the shit, but it's a good pun.
Ah, punny. Look
You're
at
a
you.
Punny man.
Boosh.
Bringing the sound effects.
What? Got, I purchased a soundboard. Yeah,
drum roll, please.
I programmed it to suck. Yeah. So anytime you need something, I got you.
King of the remix.
That's all day. Oh, yeah. But anyways, welcome to the Bermuda Triangle, where we are officially on iTunes.
On iTunes.
What? What? Nobody's excited about that?
I'm pretty excited. I'm speechless. Okay. I'm speechless. There I'm so go. Excited. Where's your siren key? Well, we should... We're not... There it is. There it is. It's like a soundboard.
And we just lost everybody because they don't want to hear us making noises like idiots.
And we just gained them back because it's season two of Bermuda Triangle. Or season one.
Season one, episode two.
Consummate professionals, as always, because that's what we do. We crush it.
We crush it all day. But we got we are on iTunes right now, and that is a fancy way to subscribe. So if you do that, that would be spectacular. We started off our season with a killer episode, and that had Geo, aka Cruels, which his information is, one of you guys help me out.
Twitter at Cruels Music. Instagram is at C_R_U_E_L_S.
What's that spell?
Ooh, he promised he was going to change that, and he hasn't yet. So if you want to follow him, and I suggest it, he's got some cool ass pictures. Do it there on Instagram. He's also got a SoundCloud. What is it? SoundCloud/Cruels or Cruels Music?
It is SoundCloud.com/Cruels, CRUELS.
Okay. Yeah, and his first solo single called Give It Up. If you haven't heard it yet, I highly recommend it.
I liked it a lot.
It killer single, even better video. Check that out too. Incredible. Done all on his iPhone. Yeah, you guys have already heard episode one. We talked all about this, but just amazing video, amazing song. He says he's going to drop another song soon, so follow him soon and keep track of that guy. He's definitely going places quick.
Doing big things, that young man.
Yes.
Be kind and listen to Cruels.
Ooh, I see what you did there. Right? We are just full of awesome dad puns tonight.
Marketing whiz. Look at this guy.
Just a bunch of dad bods doing dad puns, you know what I'm saying?
Boom. Dad bod in full effect, man. Gin challenge. Success.
Yeah. Killed it.
That's a throwback for our season zero listeners. Yeah, you know.
For our loyal viewers.
For the very loyal viewers, because if anybody got through season zero and is still listening, oh my God, we appreciate it, but we don't know how you kept up.
Well, I know.
There were some bad shows. There were some good shows. There were some bad ones.
All right, there's,
but know, mainly good.
Focus on the future.
We'll say mainly
focusing
good.
Focusing on the future now. We don't need to.
We are, and we got the kinks out. We're good. We're feeling good. Totally got the kinks. Feeling good moving forward.
Yeah, it's gonna be good times, and just want to throw it out there. We are at Bermuda Tripod on the Instagrams, on the Tweeters, on the iTunes.
We are on iTunes. be sure to subscribe. Not only subscribe, but share it. Tell everybody about it. You know it's funny. And we're interesting, fun people. So share us with everyone you know.
Boom.
Boom.
So,
it's good advice.
With that being said, after you shared this, now you get to hear us talk about what we've done over the past couple weeks, because with the power of editing and sneaky releasing, you didn't even notice we were gone, but we took a hiatus, and one of us did cool shit, the other two did not. I'll let you guess
who.
I'm gonna.
I did cool shit.
It's questionable.
Oh, come on.
Well, let's hear what you did. What'd you do, Jeremy?
I live that less life. That's just how I do. What did I do?
You just drove your Ferrari all over the place?
Drove my Ferrari, all right. I drank bottled water like
you
a
were just,
boss.
just riding in your Ferrari without your pants
That's
on?
Right. That's what I do.
You just feel sneaky because nobody can see
all
you?
All day or day. The last 2 weeks, what have I done? It's been really exciting. I babysat my nieces and nephews this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. Getting crazy.
That was like my first foray into pretending to be mature enough to be a parent, and I failed miserably.
In your
at
face,
it.
Naveed. Jesus. You said he doesn't do cool shit.
Babysat.
That, I think he just showed you up, Naveed.
What? What's up with that?
I think he just said, fuck you, Naveed. Check out the cool life I live.
Yeah.
The lux
he basically
life.
Just said that he was practicing to be a parent.
Do you know what that is, though? Like, we had Donut Saturday.
A parent? No.
Donut Saturday. We went and we got donuts Saturday morning. I was up at 7 a.m. because, you know, kids, because that's how I roll. Ball so hard.
Hey, guess who else got donuts on Saturday morning and doesn't have kids?
Well, me.
This guy.
I don't have.
You know who got donuts yesterday?
I don't actually have
this kids. Guy.
Yeah.
I don't actually.
No kid, you don't need kids to go get donuts. Yeah. I can attest
is that
to that.
A real thing?
That's a true fun fact.
My girlfriend's been lying to me. and then today I went and I checked out Whitechapel, which is the brand new gin bar in San Francisco. It's kind of a big deal.
That's actually
kind of
cool.
It's kind of a big deal.
You like gin?
It's the second day.
I can't stand gin, but if you like gin, I bet that would be good.
I'm a huge gin fan, and see, this bar exists for people like you guys who are like, I don't like gin, and then you go to this bar, and they're like, you sound ignorant, because...
Gin tastes like pine tree smell.
No, that's one type of gin. There's so many varietals of... Okay, no, this is a whole podcast.
You knew exactly what I was talking about, though.
Well, yeah.
Yes and no, because if you really want to talk about it, like actually having like a pine tree flavor in gin is historically considered a defect in gin. So if you're having gins where that is an undesired characteristic, that is actually...
So all gin is defective.
No, because see, in the new era of gin, there is actually a lot of gins that seek to emphasize that characteristic, like Rogue Spruce Gin actually adds spruce tips into the gin to give it like a very piney...
So it's purposely defective.
Well, it's...
Yeah, I don't know.
So they made it right, and then they wanted
and
it to taste defective.
It.
No.
So they put the spruce leaves in there.
Gin is... It's a diverse world.
I guess that'd be spruce needles.
Like, saying like you don't like gin is like saying like you don't like chocolate or you don't like cotton. It's like there's so many varietals and so...
It's not anything like that.
Not close to that
no?
at all.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I'm going to have to fight you on that one.
Well... Let's go to Whitechapel together.
You can say that gin is an acquired taste, or there are multiple varieties of gin.
No, because
maybe you haven't tried them all.
No,
something along those lines. Okay. But
fair enough.
I've had my fair share of gin. I've had good gin. I've had bad gin.
I don't know if it's an acquired
taste,
and
I haven't liked any of it.
I guess what I'm saying is there's such a diversity amongst gin that like gin is not like the plastic bottle moonshine that you think of like a Portuguese grandma drinking, which is where gin has got its like rep is like
what? Well, hold on, what was that reference?
I do not associate gin with Portuguese grandmas. I gotta say,
okay. Or like if it's like 2 a.m.
I like where you're going with this, but I'm completely
or if it's
confused.
Like 2 a.m. in a casino and like someone's chain smoking and playing slots.
That's more like
okay.
It. That's,
that I get.
That's better.
Yeah. Well, that's a fucking Portuguese grandma. Know your Portuguese grandmas. Sorry, I had
Portuguese
to
Portuguese grandmas
it down.
Play slots. Yeah. That's what happens.
At 2 a.m. So, like, that's what people associate gin with, but that is a misrepresentation of the spirit. There's so much more nuanced and varietals out there. So, I'm just saying.
Well, I've been told in my days of tending bar, I was told that 209 gin is good.
You don't like
or
that?
Or that... I'm not a fan. I mean, it's more mild than other gins. It's not Tanqueray or Bombay, which seem to be a little harsher than others. But it's it's smoother, but it still tastes like gin. It still tastes like a pine cone.
Have you had Martin Miller?
I've had Martin Miller.
See, I feel like Martin Miller is a good gateway gin.
Okay.
And then if you can like get into the Martin Miller, then you can branch out. Like Monkey 47 out of the Black Forest of Germany, fantastic gin. Then you can get in. Right. Then you can like branch out into like Yennevers and Slowberry gins. It's a whole world. It's a whole world to be discovered. And
so Martin Miller is the weed of gins, and then you're going to get into the Heroines.
Yeah, exactly.
And
gotcha. This particular bar has over 400 varietals of gin, just to give you some perspective on how many different varietals and tastes and flavors and things you can get.
I will say of any place to have a gin bar, I think San Francisco is about the best place you could possibly do
it. New York did it first, I'll be honest with you. So,
all right.
We're catching up. But yeah, whatever.
But which part of New York? It was probably like Brooklyn or something, huh?
That's enough about my week. What have you been up to, Naveed? Right.
I honestly wish I had something cool to say.
In 2 weeks. You've done nothing in 2 weeks?
No, let me see. I went to a Fright Fest, which was delightful.
At like a theme park?
Fright Fests aren't supposed to be delightful, I don't believe.
Yeah. It was.
I think that's kind of a contradictory statement right there. A delightful Fright Fest.
It was funny.
You enjoyed the frightness. You enjoyed the frightening.
Yeah, and okay. seeing people get scared.
That's actually hilarious.
Made it hilarious to me. Yes. Yeah.
Do you not get scared?
I mean, I jump, but
there's startling points. But seeing people like crying in the haunted houses,
and running away.
Me. Yeah.
Are you guys like horror fans? Do you watch horror movies?
I have. I don't. It seems to. There's two different types, right? So there's the horror movies, which are like the gruesome, just see what we can do to make people
most
disgusted.
Uncomfortable thing on camera. Yeah,
is that horror?
Yeah,
and is then, that gore? That's gore movies. I call those.
All right. So
there's suspenseful horror, and then there's gruesome horror. I think that's
right.
That's
and
the
then there's like
trying to make.
Paranormal Activity.
Right.
And those are the ones that I find freakier than any of the other ones. The other ones I'm just like, all right, dude got his eyeball popped out and cut off and
like,
white
like
shit's
the
coming out now.
And the whatnot of the world.
Yeah. It's like, all right, whatever.
Or, you know, all the Rob Zombie type of films. Although I think he's a pretty good director, but yeah, those ones are a little over the top.
Yeah, he's into some weird shit.
Although I think there's a couple movies that sort of bridge that gap, like The Hills Have Eyes. Super scary, super gruesome, kind of a little bit a foot in both world, I would say.
See,
I haven't seen that one.
I don't watch any of these because I am the person you're laughing at the haunted house, at the horror movie, at all these things. Like, I'm the guy who's like, I hate them all and I don't want to live that life and I don't want to experience it. My girlfriend loves horror movies and she loves like that suspense stuff. So I will occasionally agree to watch it, but I'm like the guy who's like finding excuses.
That's funny. I'm the exact opposite. I really like all those things. I like those things. I like those movies. But my wife gets scared at Beauty and the Beast. That's too scary for her. The Disney movie, Beauty and the Beast, was too much. When the guy goes out and starts hunting the beast, she's clutching my arm and is getting really nervous. So
that's,
you know,
how mine is, too.
Yeah,
she can't deal with any of that stuff.
So I would say I'm pretty far behind in the horror genre of films, but the ones I have seen, there are good ones and there are terrible ones.
So have you never worked a visual effects job in a horror film? Because I feel like of all genres of film, horror have, but I guess, I mean, maybe in the visual effects world, they're considered low budget effects. I don't know. Maybe I tapped into something here.
I think horror, this is a distinction that only people in the industry tend to make, but there's a difference between special effects and visual effects.
Okay.
Visual effects are the digital things that happen on computers after everything's been shot. Special effects are the, you know, bursting eyeballs and the fire cannons and everything that happens on set. So I think the horror genre has a much bigger special effects.
Okay.
So they tend to lean that way, I would say.
Gotcha. I mean, I don't really know because all the horror movies I've watched pretty much through like the small space that's allotted between like my fingers being separated as I like glance at the screen through them and pretend to like need glasses of water, use the restroom, check my phone, anything I can do to avoid looking at what's happening on the screen. One of the greatest, I guess in your vein, Naveed, one of the most entertaining days for a few of my friends was they took me to like the horror experience at Great America, and I almost had a psychotic breakdown. I was so terrified. Like, I do not do well with the horror stuff. They had like the meat curtains hanging down. That's the only way I can describe them. You know what I'm talking about? When you could walk into a walk-in
like
freezer,
just beat up vagina curtains.
Yeah, beat up vagina curtains with the
that's exactly what
floppy
happened.
Plastic
went through my head.
Blood splattered, and I lost my shit.
I really want to go to the Universal Studios one because they have like the Walking Dead theme.
Yeah,
and
it's supposed to be really good.
You walk around the back lot, and there's like zombies everywhere, and you're just walking by them. And
this may be out a little bit out there, but have you guys seen the Ellen segment where she sends her two producers to do exactly that, and they do?
Yeah,
they
pull hilarious.
It's the greatest thing ever, and they're basically exactly what Jeremy just described. They're clutching each other, they're basically crying, they're screaming at everybody that's trying to scare them. It's hilarious.
Yeah. They're like yelling at them.
Oh, so, yeah.
Naveed, if you need a good laugh, let's just go to a whorehouse before Halloween's over.
Let's do it, dude.
Ridicule. Did you say a whorehouse?
Yeah. Well,
that's all kinds of, that's a different kind of horror,
we're
right?
Not
there.
Lamar Odom, are we?
Oh. Oh, man.
Yeah. He's an idiot.
Have you guys heard about the haunted house though in San Diego, the McCaney Manor?
Explain.
Have you heard about
this? No.
It's a whorehouse where essentially you like sign like a I don't think it's officially sanctioned. I think it's just some sicko people that have created it, and you have to like sign like death waivers and stuff before you go in, and the experience can last, I think they said, like between 3 to 5 hours.
The hell?
Shit.
And like you are literally subjecting yourself to torture. Like they will like
what?
It's you should.
Oh yeah. See, I don't want people to actually touch me or
like
grab
they put,
me. Or
they will like grab. They are allowed to touch you. They're allowed to like dunk your head in water. They like put people's.
Why would you want that?
They put people's like head in cages and put tarantulas on their faces.
Nope.
And like
absolutely not. I'm not paying you to do that to me.
And they like pour blood on them and like.
I don't want real consequences. I want to be startled and then be able to go, ha, 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 that was a joke.
They bound,
and walk through.
They like bound and gag people. It's like really like if you guys you should look this up.
It's like fetish.
It's called like McCaney Manor, and it's apparently considered like the world's most terrifying haunted house. But the thing about that is like I am of the same mindset of you. I was like, fuck that, I would never want to do that in my life. There is a 24,000 person waiting list to do this.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I'm just like, what is going on with it? Like the world
just a bunch of weirdos out there. They probably get off on that shit, though. You know how people are. Like, some people just really just into that.
I guess so.
For the non-visual listeners, that was Naveed making the jerk-off motion.
Just, that all one. Over the place. Yeah, put a spider on my face. Smash my dick in between cinder blocks. Yeah.
Way more than that, though. It's like, it's intense. I don't know how they can legally get away with it, but they do.
Well, if they're signing waivers, then that makes sense. But
McCaney Manor, though, if you have the time, look it up. It's pretty freaking amazing.
So to that, I'm gonna take yours to the next level. Did you guys hear about that haunted house at this dude's house that he was charging people to go through the haunted house that he had set up in his own house with real dead bodies?
What?
No.
Dude had real dead bodies all over the place of people he actually murdered and was charging people as a haunted house.
This is like a real thing.
This is dead serious, like real thing. I'm pretty sure it was last year.
Put dead people through his house and charge admission.
Yeah.
People, and they were just like, oh, that's so realistic.
And they were like, wow, this is, how did you get them so real? And he's like,
how did you make that smell?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It even smells like decaying flesh. So authentic.
I would lose my shit at that one. But I mean,
what if you? I mean, you would pay for. But you wouldn't find out that night. That's something you would find out a week later when the guy got arrested, and you're like, I went through that. I mean, that's like insane.
But no, somebody was like, hold on a second. This looks like way too real. And then I guess like touched it or whatever and then called the authorities right then and there.
Okay.
And they're like, I'm pretty sure this is a real dead body.
I just don't understand how people like can not gather that. Like, how does it take more than one person to realize that you're walking through a house full of dead people? Like,
right.
Like, bodies. Multiple people yeah. attended this.
But even better than that is this guy actually set up for this. Like, I'm thinking in my head, did he plan these murders around creating a haunted house? Or was it, like, convenience that he was like, oh, I have all these dead bodies that I just murdered. Let's do a haunted house. Maybe no one will note it. Like, it sounds to me like he actually did the murders because he had the idea for an authentic haunted house.
It's like, I just need 6 more dead people to realize my vision. I got to get to murdering.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, it was probably like just kind of laying around his house and he was like, well, it's Halloween.
Laying yeah. around his
the
house.
The freezer's full. Let's just take him out and decorate.
It's like, oh, God, look at all these people I've murdered. What should I do with all these bodies I just have lying about?
I'm really uncomfortable at how much we're laughing at this.
It's not funny.
We'll call it nervous laughter.
I mean, it's already happened. The guys in jail are
Where was that at, though?
I think it was in Middle Texas, America somewhere.
Texas. Oh, what? Oh, that's gross. Awesome. Jeff, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I think I win. It's going to be close, but I took my vacation that I've been talking about for months, and it was phenomenal.
The one you lost weight for?
The one I lost weight for, the one I've been talking about since the very first episode of season 0 even.
Yeah, no one knows what you're talking about then.
Yeah, that's true. For those that haven't been listening, I went to Club Med in Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean for 11 days.
Like, Turks and Caicos just sounds like a menswear store to me. So this is like a real
It's island. Not. Turks and Caicos is actually, it was voted last year as the number one most beautiful island in the world.
What? Where?
And
where is this at?
Very funny. It is, if you draw the Bermuda Triangle, it is the bottommost tip. It's basically due east of Cuba. It's in the Caribbean.
So wait, is the Bermuda Triangle, if I'm drawing it, is the point at the top or the bottom?
Basically the bottom. So for those that don't know, the Bermuda Triangle is the bottom tip of Florida, basically Miami. Bermuda is due east from Miami. And then basically the islands that I was at, that area is the bottom tip, which is due east of Cuba.
Wait a second. So you're saying the Bermuda Triangle includes Miami?
It's Miami is like one of the tips of it, yeah.
Have I lived my whole life and never known this?
I mean, I'm not drawing deeper, exact
I thought
points,
it was deeper in the ocean.
Yeah. There. No, man, it's basically that ocean. Bahamas Caribbean area is, and then out to the east a little bit is the Bermuda Triangle.
Because that makes a lot of sense. Because, like, I could feel like a lot of people can just go to Miami and disappear.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's for different reasons. They're not sinking in the middle of the ocean. They're probably getting got by mafia dudes.
Cartel. It's cartel down there.
Cartel.
I had no idea that the Bermuda Triangle touched American soil.
I gotta say, I just found this out about a week ago. I happened to come across a picture of it and was like, oh, check that out.
I know the Bermuda Triangle touches American soil. Touches American yeah. soil or day. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of. Only 2 points of it.
two points.
Yeah, and then a small island listener base.
Then we got a weird Canadian point.
Turks and Caicos, yeah. baby.
But yeah, Turks and Caicos was phenomenal. It was Club Med that my wife and I went to, which if you guys are unfamiliar, and I'm surprised at how many people don't know about Club Med.
Okay, well, I've known about Club Med, but I've always like considered Club Med as like a it's I don't know how to say this non-offensively, but like when I think of Club Med, I almost think of like bingo night. Like I never have like a positive connotation with it. I always think of it as like a.
It's funny. I've heard so many different people's ideas of what Club Med is. Some of them are, you know, it's 1980s Coke fueled rage parties. Everybody's fucking in the middle of the dance floor. Other people have bingo night. Other people haven't ever heard of it. They think it's just a hotel. It's none of those things, and it's all of those things. It's
yeah, bingo night and Boy Scouts. That's like what I think of. I don't know why.
I think you're about as far off as you could possibly be. Okay. It's basically the one I went to. So here's how it breaks down is Club Med has different. They're all inclusive resorts.
Okay.
So all of your food, all of your booze, all of your activities are included.
So it's like a cruise.
It's like a cruise on land.
Okay.
But they have different resorts. Some of them are family. So they're based around kids' activities. Some of them are more adult or teen-oriented. This one is the only one in North America that is adults only. It's 18 and over, no kids.
The only one?
Beautiful beach. It's the only one in North America that is adults only,
yeah.
Meaning you can't bring kids under 18.
Wait, so Turks and Cake House is in North America?
What's
I'm super good at
the Caribbean islands are basically. I mean, I don't know if it's considered North or South America, but
I'm super good at geography.
For Club Med, it's basically
just blowing Jeremy's mind right now.
I know. I'm learning so much this podcast, and I thought I was like a fairly smart person, but like I had no.
Jeremy's the world traveler here, so I can't believe I'm explaining this to him. But yeah, so while I was there, my wife and I went. It was phenomenal. The weather was perfect. It was hot. It was beautiful. The water was clear. It's the most beautiful blue turquoise water you could see forever underneath there. I mean, it was just phenomenal. But on top of that, with the Club Med part, there's activities. So I was on the flying trapeze. I was learning to windsurf. I was sailing. I was playing beach volleyball. We were playing pool games. I mean, everything. It's nonstop activities and stuff to do, and you can relax if you want to. They have like a spa and massage area. I can't say enough about it. Phenomenal.
When you say it's all inclusive, like you pay a flat rate per night, or you pay like just a vacation package price, and then anything and everything you want to do, including like these activities and the booze and the food and everything, is included? Or is it like you
pay? That's basically how it breaks down. I don't know all of the packages anymore. It's been a long time since I did full research. We sort of lucked out into this package because it was a Club Med reunion for people that used to work at Club Med, which I found out is now 15 years ago that I worked at Club Med.
That's
crazy. But
using the power of the Googles, I looked up this Turks and Caicos you speak of, and it actually appears to be a British territory.
It is. It's actually the UK.
In North America.
I don't know if it's North or South America. No, I thought it was North America.
It says continent, North America.
It is North America.
And
okay.
Currency is the US dollar.
It is.
But it's a British property.
British property, yeah. It is
so
considered British soil.
None of this makes sense.
So do you need a passport?
I did need a passport. It's not U.S. soil, so I had we went out of the country.
So even
plus
though
I'm traveling from Canada, so
yeah, well, still North America.
Yeah, true.
But why are they using the U.S. dollar if they're a British nation?
Because all of their travelers come from the U.S. pretty much.
I don't know about that.
I'm not going to say all of them, but a large percentage of the travelers come from the U.S.
I don't know about that.
But why would you know about that? Are you drawing from a place of knowledge, or are you just?
Do you go to Turks and Caicos often, Naveed?
All I'm saying is fact check.
Fact right. Check. What are you fact-checking here? What is the fact you're bringing to the table to check Jeff's statement?
I appreciate that I don't like people talking out of their ass, and I may be talking out of my ass, but as far as I know, and as far as I can tell from my experience alone, without fact-checking on Google, it seemed like a large percentage of the travelers and visitors were from the U.S.
Did you go to Cockburn?
I did not go to Cockburn.
Mm. You went
to you get your cock burned?
I did not.
You went to Turks and Caicos, but you didn't go to Cockburn Harbor?
I did not.
It's a major attraction. I don't know if you're aware.
I bet it is, but honestly, going to Club Med, there's not a lot of reason to leave the resort.
Oh.
You don't really leave the resort anyways. You just pretty much stay in that little bubble.
Is Club Med a cult?
A little bit. While you're there, I would definitely say it resembles a cult. But it's basically like an adult summer camp is what it feels like.
Okay.
You're there.
Do they do that stupid song?
Oh, they do a lot of stupid songs. And they do a lot of stupid dances to the stupid songs.
That Hey Baby song?
I don't know which one that is.
I'm not going to sing it.
Can you give me a little sample?
I don't even remember it. I just remember some dude just yelling, like, hey, baby.
I don't know. Club Med has something they call crazy signs, where they take the most campy pop culture music from basically all the way back to the 60s, and they do campy little easy-to-learn dances to it.
Yep.
And they basically do that before and after any event. So they have shows every night. They do it before the show. They do it after the show. They do it around the pool for lunchtime. It's any opportunity they can to get people involved and doing things that they wouldn't normally do. It's they take those opportunities.
And Club Med is a French company.
Is it?
Club Med was a French company.
Oh,
not anymore.
They were purchased by a Chinese company.
Really?
I think recently, 2013, I think.
The whole French kind of
It's still vibe. Definitely a French vibe. That's the best part. My wife and I were saying the same thing. Lauren says that her favorite part of the whole trip was the vibe of all the people. Everybody looks you in the eye as you walk by them, whether you know them or not, says hello.
That's a French vibe?
I don't know if it's a French vibe, but it's definitely a vacation.
Okay.
Happy-go-lucky, so everybody's open.
This vacation was for the people that worked at Club Med prior.
Yes.
Were there people still working?
There are a few people that I worked with that were still working there.
So people had to work while people who used to work...
partied.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. So you worked at this specific location, Turks and Caicos?
I was not in Turks and Caicos. So I did a year in Florida, which I think... That's the one you visited, right, Naveed?
I did attend that one, and that's where I made a good friend who also transferred to Turks and Caicos.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know if she went to that thing, too. Or I have two friends that used to work there. One that I knew, so I got a super killer rate. It was like $400 for a week.
Yeah.
And
was it all?
So I was like, all right, might as well take advantage of that.
All inclusive,
yeah, all inclusive.
And when they say all inclusive, do they mean all inclusive, or when you get there, are they like, hey, for an additional such and such,
you can
get the deluxe?
I didn't pay anything.
Package.
There are a few things that you can pay for. I think the spa treatments are extra. They have excursions that you can do outside of the club that are sometimes extra, depending on what it is.
So it really is. It's a cruise on land. They basically just
took the
cruise mentality and applied it to a specific location.
Well, the cruise mentality took the Club Med structure and built that.
Ooh, chicken in the egg.
But what I found was really interesting is whoever's working, like if you ask them to like have a drink with you, they kind of have to.
What?
Which is really funny. So they can say no, but like if they want to, they can't just have drinks unless you invite them.
Right.
And so everybody, I was like, yo, what's up? Let's hang out. And they were just like, well, we can't. And I was like, I'm inviting you to hang out and have some drinks. And they're like, well, then we have to.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what's up.
That's actually very much appreciated on their part. Because the people that work there, it wasn't quite this way when I was there, but they can't walk up to the bar and say, hey, can I have this drink, such and such? They actually have to be talking to one of the people that are guests, and the guests can actually get them a drink, and the guests can order as many drinks as they want, hand them out to everybody if they want to.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
And I was
everybody's best
person.
Friend. Yes.
At one point I got invited to the employees only hangout or whatever.
So you were everybody's best friend for getting them drinks
alcohol.
That were included in your package. So basically, for giving people free drinks, and well, all you had to do is, like, you were the big shot at the bar buying everyone drinks that you didn't have to pay for.
Right.
Absolutely. Because they can't get them otherwise.
But you got the credit for it.
They're like, oh, yeah. I was the college student at a high school party.
Yeah. That's a good analogy. That's almost exactly it. Except so, these are cool fucking high school kids.
Yeah. But got invited to the employees only pool party, which was really funny, and went to the bar prior to it, and I gave the bartender my backpack, and I said, fill it up with all the Bud Light you have back there. And he just put cans of Bud Light in my backpack, and then I showed up to this party and I just started throwing out Bud Lights into the pool and everything, and everybody was super awesome. But that's also where I learned about a drinking game called Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo is being played this trip as well. I completely forgot about Buffalo until I came back to Club Med.
Buffalo is insane, and I saw somebody get buffaloed with a Sky bottle in their hand. And they passed out quickly.
So explain to anybody that doesn't know Buffalo what Buffalo is.
Based on that, I assume you have to drink whatever you're holding if you get, quote-unquote, buffaloed.
Buffaloed is very simple.
Yes. It's if you have a drink in your dominant hand and you take a sip of that drink, as you're sipping it, if somebody calls buffalo, you have to finish whatever liquid
whatever it is. Yeah.
It could be soup. It could be milk. It could be fucking vodka. Whatever. The only exception is if it's in your non-dominant hand or you're double fisting, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Buffalo is a game of life. So once you know about it, you're stuck playing Buffalo forever.
So you just yell Buffalo?
Yep. Basically, if you're right-handed and you have a drink in your right hand and not in your left, and you take a sip from your right hand and somebody says Buffalo as it's at your mouth, you have to finish it, no matter what it is. Like Naveed said, soup was a common one. Basically, any liquid has to be downed.
And you have to pound it.
And you have to pound it. It's not like you have to finish that. It's you have to finish it now.
So I saw somebody holding a Sky vodka bottle, take a sip, pound it, and somebody's like, Buffalo! And I was like, you're a fucking asshole for that, first and foremost.
That is an asshole move.
And so the person drank it, immediately threw up, and then fell over into the bushes.
Because are they not an adult?
No, that's just
not really.
It's a game. Like, you have... You play by the rules. You got to do it.
But you're also an adult, and sometimes you understand
not
that.
Like, really. Club Med, there's nobody that's actually an adult. This was actually an older group that we went with. It was the old school Turks Club Med reunion. So we're working with people that were working there, we were hanging out with people that worked there in the 80s, early 90s.
Damn.
You know, and they're still partying like crazy. They keep
up. But they know how it works.
And they know how it works. These are people that go to Club Med, especially this island. A lot of people went to this island particularly for every vacation, every 3 months, going back as far as you can remember.
Jeffrey, to your credit, according to TurksandCaicosTourism.com, the majority of visitors to the island are, 80% of them essentially, are from the U.S.,
Thank you. Fact checking.
Nice.
And 11% are from Canada. So you, in theory, were the minority on this trip. So props to you.
Yeah. I went with U.S. dollars, so you can put me in the majority. That's fine.
Well done.
Yeah.
You didn't even need money when you were there.
Yeah. Why do you take money if it's all inclusive?
Well, because we did an excursion. We did a sailing trip to one of the outside islands. And visited Iguana Beach.
It wasn't Cockburn, though.
Ooh,
it was not Cockburn. No, I don't know if I would go to Cockburn. That just sounds painful.
Cockburn Town. It's actually the capital of Turks and Caicos. Is Cockburn Town?
Okay.
Fun fact.
Yeah, just FYI.
Fun fact. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. If anybody is looking for a trip or something along those lines, I highly recommend not just Club Med, not just this island, but the two together. Like, it was phenomenal.
I had a blast in the Florida one. I mean, I was just kind of disappointed that I wasn't right on the beach.
Yeah, but the only problem with the Florida one, and it's the one I worked at for a year. I also did a couple weeks at Paradise Island in the Bahamas. But Florida is where I spent most of my time when I was working there. And the worst part is that the water that they say that they're on is a black lagoon. It's disgusting water. That they do water sports and water skiing and all that type of stuff on. And like I went in the water maybe once, and that was more than enough for me. So
yeah, they had pools. That's what I stopped.
They have pools, and they have a whole bunch of stuff in Florida now. And I think even since you went last, they've completely redone that entire resort. They tore it down to the ground and rebuilt it all.
Damn. I own the trapeze. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. The trapeze is a blast. I've got some videos from when I went this time.
Did you do it where they catch you?
Yeah, I did a catch.
Flip over and turn around and
catch. I did a knee hang catch, and then I did a planche and catch.
That's a next level shit.
That planche thing.
That's how you know you were good.
Yeah, that planche was rough. My back doesn't bend that way anymore. You're supposed to like turn yourself into a bow, and you're basically holding yourself underneath the bar with your hands behind your back, and you bow your back. Oh, it was rough. But it was a blast, man. I couldn't get enough of the flying trapeze. Finally learned how to windsurf. I've wanted to learn how to windsurf for years. Finally got up on that. They taught me how to sail. I mean, I've been sailing before, but never actually knew the science of how to catch the wind before.
Just put the sail in the wind.
It's really not much harder than that. Duh. Yeah. A little more to it than that.
Wind's blowing this way. Let me put the sail that way. Nailed it. Duh.
There it is. Naveed would capsize immediately.
Oh, absolutely.
But
sailing is a rich people sport.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Rich white guy sport, both of which I am not.
Very
it's,
true.
It's kind of I'm kind of sad because I was super serious in learning how to sail for so long, and I have no rebuttal. I was like, yeah, it's true. But
I mean, the extreme sailing is pretty cool, like that.
So I'm perplexed.
Right, fuck my story.
No, yeah, fuck your story. You're brown. So I'm perplexed by this whole concept of all-inclusive vacation, because the only all-inclusive vacation I've ever done was a cruise, and I didn't pay for it. So I never even thought about this, like, applying to off-land base, but it's...
You've never seen, like, Mexico trips, all-inclusive resorts?
The only time I've ever seen those advertised are, like, the shady ads you get through, like, the fax machine at work.
Like, it's never... You have, like, a fax machine at work?
It's never a legitimate source. It's just, like, a random fax that comes in at, like, 2 o'clock on a Tuesday, and they're like,
this is absolutely real. And if you see Club Med anywhere, I highly recommend it. But, yeah, it's all-inclusive. I've seen other trips that are all-inclusive as well, and I'm sure some of them are shady, but not all of them are. If you actually look, there's a lot of all-inclusive options.
I mean,
the part I like about Club Med is that the activities are included too. All-inclusive usually means your food and drink are included with your room, and then you get to go to the pool or whatever else.
You sign up for the activities? Like, there's a...
At Club Med?
Do you plan in advance, or you can just kind of like show up and be like...
Yeah, you pretty much sign up once you get there and just be like, yeah, tomorrow I want to do this or whatever.
Well, there's a pretty set schedule. You know, so you show up at the time that you want it, that they're open at that activity, and you show up and put your name on a board and you're good to go. Really is as complicated as it gets.
Are they ever full?
They get pretty busy, but there's really not usually a limit on anything.
There's not a lot of people that can be in the resort at one time, though.
Well, I mean, if it gets to full capacity, it gets pretty busy.
It's just boggling my mind, because as someone who, like, plans my own vacations, I spend so much time, like, researching activities and carefully thinking about, like, what it is I want to do and, like, planning an itinerary and cultivating an experience. And you're telling me that all I need to do is give Club Med basically, like, $800 and go to, like, this delusional paradise where everything is taken care of.
Pretty much. I mean, it's worth doing at least once.
Okay.
You know, there's something to be said for the normal vacation where you go someplace and you sort of explore on your own and you know, you're testing out your own restaurants, you're going, you know, you're checking out the shops, you're checking out all of the sightseeing things. That's not really what you do when you go to a Club Med. And I kind of wish that we would have seen more of the island, you know, if we had taken a day and just gone around the island. But at the same time, there's so much to do at these places. And, you know, the people that work there are phenomenal. They're all always in a good mood. Super good, cool to be around. And there's just so much to do at the place that if you haven't done it, I recommend doing it at least once that way.
See, I guess I just don't know if I have the personality to, like, be able to enjoy that, or if, like, the whole time I'd be suspicious and be like, what are they trying to hide from me on the rest of the island?
I didn't hear a single person thinking that way, so maybe it's just you.
Participate. Like, so you do have to participate a lot.
I'd be like, what's in Cockburn? Tell me what's in Cockburn.
Right. What are you hiding?
What's in Cockburn? Damn it. I'm gonna try it. It's my new life goal to go to a Club Med vacation and just revel in white paradise.
And just so we're clear, this is just because I work there, this episode is not sponsored by Club Med in any way, shape, or form.
It should be. We can get some free goddamn vacations.
I know, right? Maybe I should reach out before I let me take that back. We'll reach out before this goes. But
I can always edit that.
But currently, as this is happening, I'm not being paid to say these things.
You just love it.
So
that
if
much.
If you're listening to this, and then there was just a block of silence,
right?
You know why?
Well, as of right now, I'm being completely sincere. Everything was a blast. I recommend for anybody who's interested in those type of activities to go.
Okay, so in all the vacations you've taken in all of your life, Club Med would have rate in the top three.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, it's really that good. I mean, my trip last year to Italy was phenomenal, and it's a different feeling because, like I said, that was more of an exploratory. We went to a place, we checked out different cities and checked out different food, and when you're doing your own exploring, it's a different feel. But going to a place as beautiful as Club Med was, I'll post some of the pictures on our site, on our Instagrams and the tweets.
I want to go on a cruise. I heard those are fun.
I think a cruise would be fun too.
Cruises are fun as long as other people are paying for them.
Why are they expensive?
Everything's fun when it's free.
Yeah.
They're very expensive, and it sounds like Club Med, except that, like, instead of having like 10 square miles of island to explore, you have like 1 square mile of boat.
Those are big fucking boats.
Yeah, I mean, I went on a cruise with my mom, my dad, and my sister, and we went on a Italian cruise line.
Oh, tight.
So it was a very different experience because obviously the native language was Italian. Food was incredible. We had beautiful cabin rooms and everything. But I mean, a cruise ship is only so big, and when you're on it for 2 weeks, you get to know it very well. And like, they do day trips and stuff, but you go into port. But it's like very much like a school field trip where they're like, you go into port and they're like, everyone get together. And now we're going to go see this thing. And then we have to be at here at this time and then back on the cruise ship by like 5 p.m. so we can leave. So it's definitely cool. And I loved it. Don't get me wrong. Like, don't let my snarkiness fool you. It was awesome. Because food, drinks, everything was amazing. They have weird nights like disco night in your pajamas and karaoke and casinos and all sorts of stuff.
Sounds very similar. We had dress codes at Club Med.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sounds very, very close to what you were saying. It sounds like a Club Med on a boat or a cruise on shore.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the cool thing about a cruise, I'll say, is the most interesting thing is like you do spend entire days at sea where you are like looking out and you see nothing.
Is that cool, or does that ocean? I mean, that seems. I don't mind.
Like that would freak some out.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that because I don't freak out about that stuff. But I know a lot of people would really freak out about, you know, I need to get off this boat now. Well, we've got 4 days till we hit land. You know, that's.
I mean, there's a degree of that, but it is kind of. I mean, it's. I found it interesting, but I was like, I'll put it this way: like, I would go out on the deck at nighttime and just kind of look out into the vastness of blackness around me.
That's cool.
And I would be
that,
like,
that would be pretty amazing.
But I was the only person on the deck, so right. I'll just put it that way. There's not many other people that were like reveling in that experience with me, except my sister, who I like dragged outside with me to be like, check this out. It's like windy and you can't see anything but like blackness for a while. And, you know, and then you're like, you role play Titanic and you have your moment and, you know, you entertain yourself. And but I mean, I like that, but I could definitely see what you're saying where people are like, get me to land
ASAP. Yeah,
but I mean, you kind of expect that, like you signed up for that.
Yeah,
you
have to know what's coming, but yeah, but at the same time, I know it hits a lot of people like out of the blue, just okay, I need off this boat. What do you mean I can't get off the boat? Oh, yeah. For 4 days, you know, that's, I just know a lot of people get, yeah, that I mean, what's like a cabin fever.
I heard that it is better to have a room where you have like a port where you can see out, as opposed to just like some cubby.
Well, we were classy. We had a balcony.
Ooh,
my parents paid for that, so we had the balcony.
Nice.
Champagne service every morning.
Ooh.
It was quite nice. We had a butler, actually, in our room. So
Jesus.
Yeah, I didn't have that. Club Med doesn't have that shit.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, you only live once.
Well, you kind of explained the cruise line, but what's your favorite type of vacation? Like when you go on vacation, what do you look
for? See, this is like my general problem in life is that I'm so indecisive. Like I've done the backpacking trip. I backpacked through Europe for 2 months. I've done like a more planned, stayed at hotels, Airbnbs, that type of vacation. I've done like gone and visited distant relatives. I've kind of done a varietal of vacations, and I guess the cruise has been kind of like an all-expenses-paid inclusive vacation that I've done. I like them all because I feel like they all offer different experiences, like you were saying. Like Club Med is, it just sounds like it's a different experience.
Right.
It's not necessarily better or worse than a different, like the other experiences you could have, but it's just something to be an experience and appreciated for what it is. And this is like an issue that carries over with pretty much every aspect of my life, much to the frustration of my girlfriend, where, you know, where she's like, well, what do you want to eat for dinner? And I'm like, well, I don't know, Mexican. And she's like, I don't want Mexican. I'm like, cool, what do you want?
And then that argument. And don't ask me if you're going to say no.
But it's like not even an argument, because half the time I'm like, I don't even
care.
It's
just a daily conversation.
Yep.
It's just like I genuinely don't care because I'm happy with whatever experience comes. Like, you're the one that's picky. Wow, this is just taking a turn.
It's okay. She doesn't listen.
You've said many times she doesn't listen. We're good.
Yeah. She might.
Maybe she'll start because Jeremy's doing very well at being Jeremy instead of.
It's official. It's official season one now. So she might tune in.
We are on iTunes.
Yeah. It's true. iTunes, everyone. Bermuda Tripod. Yeah. But no, I generally try to be open to whatever experiences come my way, whether that's good or bad. So I kind of go with the flow. I really, really loved backpacking through Europe for 2 months, but I also like there were parts of that experience that I know other people would never put up with.
See, that seems like one of those experiences that would be really cool to talk about later, but would just be a pain in the ass the whole time you're doing it.
Like, I don't know where I'm going to stay tonight. Fuck.
But that was kind of the awesome, like, it's weird and it's awesome because, like, are you guys familiar with Couchsurfing? Like, the website Couchsurfing? Yeah. So, like, you can go on and you can, like, find people who live across the world and basically say, like, I'm looking for a place to crash this night. It's free.
Oh, nice.
And they're like, hey, you could stay at my house. You could do this. So couch surfing. So I was like, I'm going to try this one.
It's kind of creepy.
When I'm in Europe. So when I went to San Sebastian in Spain, I had agreed to crash at some dude's house through couch surfing. So I arrive and I get there and it becomes very apparent upon my arrival that essentially the house I've agreed to stay at is like a surfer's squat is the best way to describe it. It's not really like a clean or well-maintained home. It's more like an abandoned house that surfers have taken over. And they literally, like, when I got there, there was like a stack of mattresses like in a corner. And they were literally like, grab a mattress, throw it wherever you want, hang out.
That's actually kind of a fun little experience.
See, it sounds fun.
But see, it's fun. It's fun to talk about now.
It's fun to talk about later. At the moment, you would be like, what the fuck is happening? Am I going to survive the night?
My mentality is like, okay, I could easily be like, fuck this. I'm going to go find a hostel or a hotel. But like me, I was just being very much like, you know what? Let's see where this takes me. Let's enjoy this ride. And it ended up...
Were you by yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I was backpacking by myself through Europe.
Damn.
So I just like went with it.
All right, that's fair. What's your take, Naveed? When you travel, would you rather be at a Club Med type of experience where everything's just included, that you know what you're going to be doing, or do you like to go out and explore?
So, I mean, I've only... Like I said before, I haven't traveled that much. So the experiences that I have had were at Club Med, at an all-inclusive resort in Mexico, and that's pretty much it. Otherwise, I'm traveling in the States and whatnot. But it depends on the trip. Like, I would love to do the whole Italy thing where I'm just running around and there's no plan or anything like that. But then there's also a nice time for when you're in Hawaii or something like that and you have a hotel to go to and you're just kind of stationed. It just depends on the trip, I guess.
What are you looking at?
I feel like he just found something because he's got like this shit-eating grin.
I may have paused my recording at some point.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure when. I would need to stop.
You've got to be kidding me.
Just an FYI. If you guys can pause for a second, I can pause and check.
Are we really pausing?
Love you.
A few seconds later.
Basically when I said, so I went with it, recording end. And then when I finished talking that whole segment, recording started.
Naveed, why don't you come in? However you want to do it, just say, wrap it up and head into the home stretch.
Cue Naveed.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. I mean, but for the most part, I'm pretty sure we are at about that time where we should start be wrapping things up. Something that Jeff didn't do when he was in Turks and Caicos.
On vacation.
You know what I'm saying?
How'd you know about that?
Babies.
You got two wives now.
Oh, shit.
What?
I don't know.
How does not wrapping it up give me another wife?
You got Turks and Caicos.
Oh.
Look at that.
Oh, and herpes.
Shh.
Can't get it twice.
Universal disease.
Even though it's a British-owned property, the Americans have tainted it.
Thank you for listening to another week of... Bermuda Tripod, we are ending on herpes. Yeah.
This is definitely the awesome. Bermuda Triangle, you asshole.
Yeah. Triangle.
The Bermuda Triangle.
On that note, I'm going to call it quits. Yeah. We're done.
Yeah, check out the social medias. Remember to check out Gio. Gio was awesome last week. Cruel's music. What else we got? At Bermuda Tripod on Instagram and Twitter. Subscribe on iTunes. And come back next week for more.
Primate Media, that guy Jeff.
Yeah.
At No Standards.
At No Standards. At J Guns with a D. Don't forget the D. J Gundz. And G Duke. Yeah.
G Duke.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
It was a pleasure. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Bermuda Triangle. Please join us next week where we discuss wasting money and fine wine unrelated. This week's music was brought to you by Nexus Rock.